sempre può calare dal mano bene. Se ci picchia bande si è baccalata, picchia me.
Oh mamma, oh mamma, hey there, hello everyone. It's Trends This Week on Progressive Radio Network. It's not about fake news, not about real news, just news. And you don't get the news that you can use from the corporate media. What a disgrace it was with the coverage. The hurricanes are coming, the hurricanes are coming. I mean, they took off 2 weeks of the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. And here's what the hurricanes are coming, the hurricanes are coming. Look at these little fools. Look at these little jerks. Look at these little lowlifes standing on the beach somewhere with the wind blowing or on a street with the sign shaking. What a bunch of little jerks. Or offs. I can't watch this stuff. I turn it off for 2 minutes, and there's a stupid reporter. Oh, and here's a tree that fell down. I swear to God, here's a tree that fell down. I'm getting out of the car now. We're walking over to the tree, and there are children playing on the tree. This is CNN, the Cartoon News Network. What a joke. And all of these prostitutes, these little low-life whores that get paid to put out nothing. Nothing about 9/11. That's right. Just 2 days ago, two short days ago, the New York slime, the toilet paper, a record, not one story in it. Nothing. Nothing. And they had some editorial about how they found the ashes. The ashes are one of the, how experts use the ashes to find one of the survivors. That was the editorial. Not a word. Not a word, not a word, not a word. Nothing. Nada. Zip. Zero. 9/11, that changed the entire way we live in so many ways. I shouldn't say the entire way, but the societal way. Look at these jerks at the airport, feeling us up and patting us down. Yeah, get that old lady in the wheelchair. Yeah, the one about 93 years old. That bag she has may have explosives in it. Sniff it out. Look what they're doing now. They're even increasing this stupidity. Oh, there was the underpants bomber. No, there wasn't an underpants bomber or a shoe bomber. It was a lot of crap. So lowlifes, that guy who was the former head of the Homeland Security, what the hell, what was his name? Oh, what a real jerk. One of the first ones. He was out there, and he worked as a public relations firm, selling We the People their BS. What do you call it? Their BS things that you walk through over there. The screeners, yeah, the ones that you know you go through and they X-ray you. Yeah, that guy. Michael, what was his last name? Started with a C. Crap. Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, and they use the underpants bomber and the shoe bomber as examples of why we need to be felt up by a bunch of jerks. If you're going to blow up something, you don't have to blow it up on an airplane. You can blow up buildings and bridges. Oh, that's the other thing. They still got these morons that we're paying for watching the reservoirs so that the terrorists don't dump some kind of, you know, killing agent into the water of the reservoirs. But grow up. You want to do it, you could do it. But look at the money we're wasting. Oh, go back to the hurricane. Look at the money we're wasting all over the world with the wars. Homeland Security, CIA, FUBI, yeah. NSA, all of these creeps and freaks that we pay to watch everything that we do. And then they have two hurricanes. And the people are shafted, man.
Oh, we sent an aircraft carrier out near the Keys.
Hey, we have 800 bases overseas. 800 bases in over 80 countries. Bring home the troops to take care of we the people. No, we can't take care of we the people. They're busy killing other people. Why should they take care of we the people? How about bringing the troops to rebuild all these washed out crummy roads and all the other damage that are done? No, they're being paid by the military-industrial complex to rebuild the countries that they bomb so that the buddies in politics could make money from the contractors that they call campaign contributions. Why aren't all the troops at home taking care of we the people in Florida and Texas? You know why? Because the country's being run by a bunch of freaks. That's why. From the local level to Washington Heights. From the USA to France to Germany to the UK, it's one big FU. It's a freak show. And nobody wants to call the freaks their freaks because they rather call them Republicans and Democrats. And stop with this liberal media baloney. There's no liberal media. It's a corporate media. There is no liberal movement. It's gone, man. Jack, it's dead. Nothing there. Nowhere, no how, no place. And what do? They keep quoting that fraud, Bernie Sanders.
Oh, Bernie says, yeah.
How about what Mickey Mouse says?
I'm going to give you free education. I'm going to give you free health care. I voted against the Iraq War. You buy two Knishes, you get one free.
I seen your act, Bernie. You're a fraud, lying little boy, never worked a day in his life. How about those F-35s you want to bring up there to the Burlington Airport? BS, Bernie. How about supporting all of Bill Clinton's murderous wars when you were in the House, Bernie? How about the Afghan War, Bernie? How about all the military budgets you voted for, BS, Bernie? Hey, you liked that Libyan War, didn't you, Bernie? No, maybe you like the Syrian War better, Bernie. And all you little Bernie freaks out there that salute the Bernie. Yeah. And Hillary Clinton. Crybaby Clinton still out there, and the media come, you know, I lost because you're a disgusting human being and people can't stand you. And you had a 61% negative honesty rating on the exit polls. Not because the Russians, and not because you're a woman. What a bunch of garbage that is, misogynist. And many male white voters voted in the 2016 election as they did in the 2012 election for Romney. All right? It wasn't a bunch of nasty white guys that the media keeps promoting. Just like they're promoting that this is a racist nation by covering a couple of freaks in Charlottesville. And the media keeps covering Why I lost. You lost because you're a disgusting human being. Why I lost in one sentence. Two words. Why I lost. Three words. Four words. Because I'm Hillary Clinton. That's why you lost. But the mainstream media, the prostitutes, keep covering the lie that the Russians hacked the DNC. So what if they did? What if they did? Oh, then we all found out what a fraud you are and your slimy old man. And that's all we found out. And a bunch of freaks that are running the Democratic National Committee. Just like there's, should have hacked into the Republican National Committee. We would have seen we already know what a bunch of freaks they are. Or maybe you like John Insane McCain. Lindsay, did you come out of the closet yet, Graham? Mitch McConnell. Eddie Munster Ryan. It's a freak show. And wait till you see the next Trends Journal. Coming out this week, you will see in this Trends Journal a poster that we did, my thoughts, and the great artist, Anthony Frieda, illustrator. Yep, his illustration. It is sensational. Off the charts. What a guy he is. And we call it out. This is a gift, we say. Yep. It's a gift for your friends and loved ones that deny the facts. And you open it up, and there's this poster with the facts. And the facts are presidential reality show. Who's your favorite freak? Who's your favorite freak? Maybe it was Wolfowitz. No, Henry Kissinger. Jeb Bush. Probably Rumsfeld or Gingrich. Maybe B.S. Biden or Susan or the Condoleezza Rices. Yep. Nancy Insane Pelosi. Maybe it was Leon Panetta or Frankenstein Kerry. No, I know you're a Chucky Schumer fan. Or George Bush and Bush and Bush. Or Clapper. Yeah, Clapper is my favorite. Want to look at a freak, man. Foof. And of course, we got Colin Powell, the liar, who lied us into the Iraq War. And colon, and you know what goes through the colon. Yep, and you know what comes out of the colon. Colin crap. You remember him, going back to 9/11. He was going to give us proof. He's going to give us proof that Osama bin Laden was behind 9/11 attacks. You forgot that, huh? No proof was ever given. Nothing. George Bush. People should be brought up on war crime tribunals. You remember George Bush. We have proof. Bin Laden is a prime suspect. Oh, a suspect. That means you're suspected of, but not proven. And of course, Bin Laden denied it. I mean, really, if the cat took down the World Trade Center, probably be bragging about it. Or maybe it was the Saudis. as those people who are suing the Saudi government are finding out more information. I mean, after all, 15, according to the story, again, whether it was, you know, just sticking with the story, there were 15 Saudis in those planes out of the 19 attackers. So, of course, it made perfect sense to invade Afghanistan. Yep. Picked up an old magazine. Again, that disgusting piece of garbage, Schumer. New York's Senator Charles E. Schumer. Dear fellow Americans, my thoughts and prayers are with you as together we grieve over this immense and unknown loss of life to our country and our state. This is a special put out right after 9/11 magazine. It is very difficult to come to grips with such an immense and terrible tragedy, but we must. We have to. We seek as guidance the generations before us who had their tragedies and also rose to the occasion. And rise to the occasion, we must as well. So let's see what rising to the occasion means in the mind of a psychopath and sociopath like Chuck E. Schumer. As an American, make no mistake about it, we are a new America, a new world. We're now in a new era of conflict. Ah, conflict. There are forces who are against us. You ready for this? And there are many concerns of the world. Let me read that again. We're now in a new era of conflict. There are forces who are against us, and they are in many corners of the world. Huh, forces against us. This is 2000. Bill Clinton already destroyed Yugoslavia. Bombs away in Iraq. Oh, and let's forget the other Iraq war. Yeah, the first Gulf War. Every time Clinton would get in trouble, bombs away over Baghdad. Hey, you remember those no-fly zones and the 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of 5 that were killed or died because of the sanctions that Bill Clinton put on, that Madeleine Albright said the price was worth it, and that BS Bernie supported? I wonder why they hate us. But that's not why they hate us. You know why they hate us? Let's listen to Chucky. They hate us for our freedom. They are against the very progress that we have made. Stand up and cheer, all you little boys and girls, at a BS line like that. Yep, they hate us for our freedom. The NSA, the FBI, the CIA, constant surveillance. They hate us for that freedom. They hate us for the Patriot Act that robs us of our habeas corpus rights. You know, they're sitting around, man. They say, you know, we hate them for our freedom. Let's bomb them. And if you believe that, Chucky got a bridge you could buy in Brooklyn. People buy such stupid garbage that spews out of the mouth of these little lowlifes. They hate us for our freedom. That's why they did it. They don't hate us for our murderous acts around the world. They don't want to get even with America for destroying Iraq now, do they? Or Afghanistan 16 years later? After the Afghans said, we'll turn over bin Laden, we're just not going to turn him over to you. We'll turn him over to another country. and let him be tried. But that's forgotten. We got no time to talk, says murderous Bush. And bombs away and still away, and Trump flumped. As a candidate, he was going to wind down the Afghan war. As statements in the past saying it was a losing proposition. Now more troops there. No end in sight. And they get away with this stuff. Little Chucky Schumer. Yep. We are a resilient nation. We don't take anything on our knees. Boy, but people get down on their knees and suck up to you. Because anyone that would vote for you is down on their knees, man. And, oh, how could anybody cast a vote to support war and murder? Because that's what you are. You are an accomplice to the crime. When you support the slime like Schumer and all the rest, the murderers and thieves. Yep. They are against the very progress that we've made. Yeah, we're the most obese and opiate-addicted nation in the world. Look at that. You want to call that progress, right? Look at us. Dumbed down and dumber every day by a mainstream corporate media. You call that progress? Hey, Chucky, tell me the progress that we've made. Oh, I know. 41% of the children being born are being born to single-parent mothers. Oh, that's great progress. Oh, and they tend to be poorer, too. Oh, that's progress, all right. Oh, a drug-addicted nation. Big pharma, yep. Those stupid ads that Bill Clinton allows now to be run on TV happened in 1967. Remember it well. Liars, cowards, freaks, and fools. That's progress. It's America. We're not going to take this, he says. So what do you do there, Chucky? What is there not taking this? And what do you mean we're not going to take this? You couldn't fight your way out of a paper bag, you little boy of nothing. We're not going to take this means rallying the troops, the young people that don't know anything, that believe your BS, and send them to kill and get killed. Where's the outrage? This is a long struggle, my friends. You're not my friend. You are a disgusting human being. It is not an easy struggle. But because of our freedom, your freedom, because of our American way of life, we will prevail. Okay, jerk off. This is 16 years later. Chucky, show me how we prevailed. Show me. Only the facts, fat mouth. This event will never leave us the same. Not as individuals, not as Americans. Not as residents of the planet Earth. What a freak show this planet is, man. And not the same now. Our rights have been stolen to us, and it's no fun to travel because you get felt up by the Homeland Security folks. We can meet the challenge and rise to the next level of civilization. Ha, ha, ha. I am confident we will. You are confident. You are con man, not confident. You are a fraud like all the rest. And echoing 16 years later, Trump on September 11th vows resolve against evil. Evil is America. Evil is America killing innocent people around the world. Evil is bombing Mosul, bombing Raqqa, killing innocent people. Evil is overthrowing sovereign nations like Libya and Syria and murdering millions. That's evil, but vows Trump to be against it. Yep. Trump goes on, we are making plain to these savage killers that there's no dark corner beyond our reach, no sanctuary beyond our grasp, and nowhere to hide anywhere on this very large earth. People believe this garbage spewing out of Trump's mouth. Yep. 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 On that day, not only did the world change, but we all changed. Country, the United States, Trump said, is committed, quote, to destroying the enemies of all civilized people. You and the Pentagon and the Democrats and the Republicans are the enemies of all civilized people. You are uncivilized. You are murderers and thieves. Capisce? Only by the facts. This is not rhetoric, folks. Yeah, you remember how Obama used to folks us all the time. Yep. Folks his way into office. Folks. Yep. Peace candidate, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Yep, we are making plain to those savage killers that there is no dark corner beyond our reach and nowhere to hide anywhere on this very large planet Earth. Send others to go do the killing. You know what happens after they got Bin Laden, of course, they call it bringing him to justice. Yeah, they dumped him in the ocean, so they say. Believe that one? Why would anybody believe anything they shove down our throats? That's the coverage, folks. Oh, by the way, Trump's speech. Almost front page in the New York Times. That's right. Of course, it's 9/11. It was important. Actually, it made it to page 24. 24. And this is a New York slime, as well as CNN and all the media that sold us the war. Yep. So we have a call from Yolanda from California. Are you there? Well, anyway.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Yolanda.
Hi. Jill, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Feeling good.
Okay. I'm very worried about even where to live now, because these people, they are using the weather to wage a war against the citizen. They are not even using it against countries that they are enemies with. If you look at Yemen and Libya and Syria, Iran, they all have extreme weather. As a matter of fact, did you realize how much Cuba got hit, like Category 5? And Cuba is almost destroyed. And then you don't hear anything about it on the media, okay? And the media is part of it. They're using something called geoengineering. And Gary knows about it. I'm surprised he's not talking about it more. And there is a show on PRN called Global News Alert every Saturday at 2 p.m. And Dan Wigginton, to me, this guy is a hero. You know, he talks about it. He has a website called geoengineeringwatch.org, and he explained everything. And I think people should... we are talking, to me, the greatest danger right now is two things. It's one is people are not aware of what's going on. And when you try to educate them, they just snap at you. They don't want to hear. It's too much for them to hear. But Michio Kaku was on CBS, and he said, yes, our government is manipulating the weather. They're creating hurricanes and all that stuff. And they've been doing it for 70 years. They did it on Vietnam to win the war. They use it not too long ago in Syria. They created a drought. They use it in Houston. They use it even in Haiti, where they killed 200,000 people. They use it in Japan because Japan was doing some kind of deal with China, and Japan would listen to the U.S. and they give them that March 2011 earthquake and tsunami. And after that, Japan does everything the U.S. wants them to do. So there's a pattern. The facts are there. We even have a NASA person, CIA agent, Kevin Schiff, talking about it on geoengineeringwatch.org. And all the facts are here, where they are using weather now to push their agenda. And whenever they cannot win a war in a country, they use flooding. They use tornado, hurricane. So when they did that earthquake in Haiti, immediately you could see Bush and Clinton. They created the Clinton Bush Foundation, and they stole $1 billion from donation. I went to Haiti after that. There's not even one house that's built. The whole Haiti should be rebuilt with that money. And Haiti is poorer than ever. So they sucked the blood out of Haiti. They've been doing it since 1915. And to me, enough is enough. And while we are going after, and also they did it for Trump. They want to make him look bad. Also, they want to bring him to his knees. All these agenda, they have different agenda with this geoengineering, manipulating the weather. Right now, every rain, every earthquake, every snow, is not natural. It's all made by up in Alaska. So I hope, you could do a little bit of research, and maybe you can talk to Gary, or people in your audience can listen to the show Global News Alert every Saturday at 2 p.m.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm not really educated in this area, so I'm going to try to learn more about it. I try to speak, on things that I have a lot of knowledge and depth of knowledge on, and things that I'm just learning about, I leave to others with that kind of knowledge to discuss them. So thank you very much, Yolanda. And what's the name of that show again?
It's Global News Alert. It's every Saturday from the PRN. It's at 2 p.m. And okay. People can go also on the website geoengineeringwatch.org, and all the interview with, Dr. Shirley Tenpenny, she's anti-vaccine, and all the big guys, Dr., Andrew Wakefield, Susan Humphrey, ex-CIA agent, ex-NASA people that talks about it. He has like 300 interviews, short interviews with all these people showing the facts that the government is killing us with, they're trying to create gentrification, like having push poor people further. At the same time, they're making money from rebuilding, and all that stuff. There's so much agenda. They're making money in the stock market. And it's a lot that we need to, it's connected to everything. So,
Thank you very much. And I appreciate it. And good hearing from you again.
No problem, John.
Thank you. Anybody else like to call? The number is 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. And Yolanda made a point as well, saying that people don't want to know the facts. They don't. Don't trouble me with the facts. And that is the reality. That's not speculation. Facts just get in the way. And what we're doing with this next trends journal that will be out this week is very telling to what's going on. And again, it's a gift for your friends and beloved ones. We have a poster in there for all those that deny the facts. And the poster makes very clear what the reality is without the facts. And again, great artwork done by Anthony Frieda. And this, you know, the magazine, of course, has so much more than that, you know, from bitcoins to propaganda to where we see the markets going. And, you know, we're going into the 11th month. You know, we just had the 10th month of the Trump rally. And the markets hit new highs. And we are, and you listen to us. I mean, you don't listen to us and say, do what we say. I mean, you listen to those that tune into the station, that tune into the show. You know that I did a 180 immediately after Trump's victory of the White House and say, no, that this rally is real. And I've been on Gary Noel how many times over the years? My God. You know, talking about, you know, the market's unraveling. But it, didn't unravel. We said it wouldn't. We said it would grow, and it has. It's broke new records several times. So it's not what you like, what you wish for, what you hope, it's what is. And the what is that we don't see an end right now to this market rise. We do, and stand by our forecast, a 10% correction. The when is, you know, yeah. Hey, we got Billy from Jersey. Hello, Billy.
Billy, yes, good. Hello. I wanted you to continue because I wanted to know your outlook for the financial situation for the United States for the next year.
Yeah, the financial situation, Billy, is this. As long as they keep interest rates low, the Ponzi scheme continues. Yolanda touched upon it, talking about how the rich are getting richer. And that's all this is doing. The average person is getting poorer, working harder, working longer. It's going to be more of the same, but worse. Again, if they raise interest rates, even 25 basis points by the end of the year, it's not going to have that big an effect. Because when you account for inflation, since they started this low interest rate policy, inflation's up, even if you use the government numbers, about 20%. So by raising it 25 basis points, it's still way below the inflation rate. It hasn't made up for anything. So the cheap money allows the bigs to get bigger, more mergers and acquisitions, and more stock buybacks, and it keeps the stock markets alive. And globally, you have to look as well. China has the same thing. I mean, they're boosting their economy by pumping money into it. But the world is bigger than China, bigger than the United States. There's India. There's Indonesia. There's Europe. There's growth. It's moderate, but it's continuing. And this time, we don't have the phony bubbles that they built up to the extent we had them with the panic of 08. Or the dot-com crash. So yes, there's the housing, the subprime auto crisis, but it's much smaller than the housing crisis. Yes, there's the student debt that's building up. but it's not as big as the housing crisis. So to answer you, we see basically more of the same. And we are also, and you'll read more about it in the Trends Journal, when these generals came in and took over the White House, Trump is under control. It's the Goldman Sachs gang and generals. So they're going to pass tax breaks. They're going to benefit the bigs. Plain and simple. So the long and short of it, more of the same, a little better or a little worse. It's hard to tell right now, but we're going toward, as far as GDP growth, a little better. And who else do we have here? So thank you very much, Billy. We have Jeff from Georgia. Georgia.
Billy, Jeff Hall, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. I just wanted to, I was sitting there listening to you. I just got you on my Sonos. And back to the Bannon interview with Charlie. One of the things that I found really interesting, I saw it the first time, and then the wife and I sat and watched it through my app and just kind of focused on it. And it was interesting to me of how the feel, as Bannon talked, his, what I felt while he was talking was exactly what Trump was doing 6 months ago. Or 8 months ago. In other words, I had the same feeling about what he was doing. You kind of catch my drift?
Well, Bannon was very instrumental there, and then they got rid of him.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're like brothers. It was so interesting to see how Trump exhibited what Bannon was telling us, you know, about the way he feels about the world.
Jeff, that's how Trump won. He won by getting that populist base, and now he's abandoned it. I didn't watch the interview because I can't stand Charlie Rose.
I like Charlie because I like the intellectual side of things. So I do like Charlie times.
He's a suck up to me. I can't stand him.
Anyway, Charlie's a freaking, yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? But the people that he puts on there and the way they, I love listening about, you know, what's going on in the world. You know how it is.
Yeah, but anyway, with Bannon and going back, I didn't watch the interview, but Bannon was saying, and he wrote it, that the United States was not going to go to war with North Korea. And he said the reasons why. And the reasons being, of course, yeah, we bombed North Korea, there's not going to be any South Korea, basically. And there'll be chaos in the whole region. So there's no military solution. So he said that loud and clear. And that's not what they want you to hear. So what did Trump do? Trump's now out, you know, we're going to turn them to dust before they could turn anybody to dust. So what I'm saying is Bannon was anti-growing the war in Afghanistan. That part of who they are in the populist movement is against foreign entanglements. And now we have, as I said, three generals running the White House.
But does that not speak to the spinelessness of the man that's in charge, in that he can be, in that there's no backbone, there's no I stand here and we're going this way.
Yes, exactly. Let's call a spade a spade. And the other thing too, we're doing a big piece in this Trends Journal. You know, Trump is back in military school. That's all it is. And he's just a kid in the military school. He got his, you hear the way he always talks up to these guys, looks up to them. Yeah, maybe he likes the guys in uniforms. Who knows? Maybe there's no side of Trump.
Oh, gosh. Who knows? That's a character. Let me just leave it with you that we've got quite the character running the place, so it's all going to be a crapshoot anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, Jeff, my belief is that, and I say this frequently, I'm thrilled that Trump is in. Because when you had a fraud like Obama, who knew how to read that teleprompter perfectly and shove out his arrogant attitude to us and knew how to play the commander-in-chief, people bought into it. He could take us to war. I'm really good at killing people. He's quoted in the book Double Down for his drone strikes to kill over 400 innocent people. There was no outrage. I like Trump because he's showing what a freak show it is.
Well,
and the freaks are more easily identified. So that's my pleasure in Trump. It also opens up the opportunity for a new way. Because what he's also done is essentially shown the worthlessness of both political parties.
Well,
so I
look
at the Trump presidency as a victory in the sense that it's a victory over the two corrupt party system and an opportunity for a new way. And you can be part of it. Everybody can. It's there to be created. So thank you very much, Jeff. And
very good.
Thank you, Billy.
I like the way you ended it. That's it's good. Nice to end. Take care.
Take care. And Yolanda, if any other callers, you have a few more minutes. I want to talk about the economy a little more. You know, Billy brought it up. And when you look at the data coming in, I mean, you know, it's strong on a number of levels that you can't deny it at. I mean, take even, you know, a place like India. You know, after they called in all rupees. And they called them in under the guise that they were going to do that because there was so much black market going on and people were cheating on taxes. And it proved to be totally wrong. 99% of the rupees were returned. There was no big black market. What it did, it was more about a cashless society. And that's where we're going. The globe is going cashless. Even with disrupting the economy as they did by calling in all those rupees, even with their new tax plan that has destabilized so much in India, their economy is growing at over 5%. China's is almost growing at 7%. Brazil is now moving out of the recession. So what we're looking at is basically slow global growth. We're also going to be, and we've been on top of this, and when we hit it, we hit it, we miss it, we miss it. We've been on top of the oil picture, the price of oil, I think more accurately than anyone over the last 2 years. And now we're going to start seeing a slow uptick if this global economy continues to move in the direction it's heading in. And again, I used to be called a gloom and doomer, but nobody's calling me that anymore because I was among the first to say the Trump rally was real. And in fact, it's in the Trends Journal. We were the first magazine to call Trump the winner of the presidential reality show because that's all it is. And as Jeff from Georgia pointed out, boy, you can see what it is. So we're going to see a lot of volatility because the prices, the PE ratios are out of line. So there'll be a correction in the markets, but we do not see a crash. Here. This is how stupid, disgusting prostitutes are with all the things going on in the world. Yolanda mentioned Yemen. Nobody talks about that anymore. This is a top story that just came out. All right, breaking news, breaking news. Sit down, everyone. Take a deep breath. This is earth-shattering. Hillary Clinton, without the Comey letter, the evidence shows I would have won. Could you believe this? It's almost a year later. And she's crying for why she lost. This gutless little clown who didn't have the courage to face all of those thousands of people in the Javits Center on election eve when the final results came in that she lost is still crying. That's how sick she is. And that's how sick the media is for covering it. You lost because you're a loser. You lost because, again, a lot of people, including myself, find you to be a disgusting individual. But this is what the media is covering. So going back to what Yolanda was saying earlier, the people don't know the facts. They don't want to know the facts. All they do is pump up the Slimers, the corporate Johns, and the Washington whoremasters that pay the prostitutes. But no prostitutes on Progressive Radio Network. No, no, no.
Hillary Clinton opens up about President Trump's firing of former director James Comey, telling NBC's Today Show he was fired for the wrong reasons.
Who cares what you think? I don't want to hear. See, well, and Clinton, again, for the rest of my life, keep him out of the media. We've had enough. It's like the Bushes are gone. Wonderful. Except bring them back for war crimes, along with the Clintons and the Obamas and the Rices and the Powers and the Rumsfelds and the Cheneys. This is a first live television interview since losing the 20. Holy shit, who cares? But that's the news, but not in the Trends Journal. You're going to get history before it happens. Money back guarantee. Wait till you see this next edition. From cryptocurrencies, as I said, to driverless cars, to electric cars, to you name the cars. We're covering it all in ways that no one else does. Economic forecast, Billy from Jersey, that's in detail to show where it's going. What about gold? Where's that going? Well, you know my forecast. Part of it, gold has to go over $1,400 an ounce to gain strength. Right now, it's at 1326, near a year high, but a year high. No higher than we said where it was. And we've always been saying, has a downside of 100 to 150. The upside, beep. Got to go over 1400. And again, the rally on the U.S. markets are going to continue because we believe that with the generals in charge, that military school boy Trump will follow orders. And the orders are going to be, let's get a tax deal done. We've got elections coming up. In 2018, midterm, and the Republicans need to win. We got to do something. And that's what they're going to do. So we believe there's going to be tax breaks coming up. And that's going to be positive for the markets, not for the economy necessarily, but for the big corporations that run the world, and of course the United States. The merger of state and corporate powers, better known as fascism. And that's what's happened. Fascism has come to America. Goldman Sachs gang's been running the White House under most of the presidents. Little Robert Rubin, the guy that helped deregulate the Glass-Steagall Act under Clinton. Too big to fail. One after another under the Bush, Goldman Sachs cats. So going to the economy, as long as the market stays strong, it keeps optimism high. And right now, optimism among the general public is quite high, at 2,000 levels on the business front. So that's it. Wonderful callers today. Thank you for your insights, observations, and questions. Thank you for all your listeners. And again, there's an opportunity here like I've never seen in my life for a new direction. It's up to you. The future's in your hands. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority. Keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, Samuel Adams. And remember, one person of courage makes a majority. This is Gerald Celente, and that's Trends This Week. Shaolo ideva, idevene sempre bacalare dal manerene. Se ci picchia, vande se bacalare, picchia me. Oh.